81% of the nation's high schoolers now graduate in 4 years. It sounds impressive.
Our high school graduation rate has hit an all-time high.
President Obama touting the number in this year's State of the Union address. But it turns out schools are achieving this in various ways. Some are using quick fixes and fudging their numbers, while others are working hard to help potential dropouts. Today, Corey Turner of the NPR Ed Team has this story from Iowa, the state with the highest graduation rate in the nation, 90%.
This is where you find out what a state is made of. Go to its largest city, where it's easy to find students living in poverty, many with single parents. The more challenges they face, the more likely they are to drop out. And some cities even lump these at-risk teens together into special schools. Now, look closely. Are these schools vibrant, caring spaces or dropout factories?
Head south on East Lakota Avenue.
In Iowa, that city is Des Moines. That school is Scavo High, and it's Mary O'Hearn's job to find these struggling teens and get them to class.
Some of our young people, you know, like I have to say, well, now which house, where are you, you know?
It's a Tuesday morning. O'Hearn insists she's not lost, driving around this neighborhood of hard turns and dead ends. Finally.
Yep, here we are. That is so funny. I wasn't that off then.
Arrived. Des Moines has 6 public high schools. 5 are traditional. Then there's Scavo, where O'Hearn is a success case manager. Scavo's grad rate, 47%, is far worse than the others, but it has improved a lot, more than doubling since 2009. And this school has always had a tough job, trying to re-engage students who have dropped out.
Hello.
Like 17-year-old Darby Payne.
If it wasn't for Scavo, I probably wouldn't be on the verge of graduating right now.
Payne sits in the front seat of O'Hearn's black Honda. She's pregnant and doesn't have a steady address or steady family helping her finish high school.
You kind of have to have a lot of discipline to make yourself do it when you don't have those people behind you telling you, you know, do it. You can do it. You gotta do this, you know.
Now O'Hearn is her cheerleader, helping Payne arrange her schedule and get an apartment through a program for young homeless mothers. She helps other Scavo teens, too, who text her constantly. Things like this.
Can you see if I have a warrant?
Turns out that's one of the few things O'Hearn can't do. Here's Scavo's other success case manager, Tammy Cross.
You need food, we're going to give you food. You need a coat, we're going to get you a coat. You need a place to live, we're going to help you get a place to live. We do everything.
Scavo High sits on the 4th floor of a newly renovated downtown campus, surrounded by Des Moines school programs that are open to Scavo's 500 students. Here's a quick tour with Principal Rich Blonigan.
In the basement is the automotive program. First floor is the downtown elementary school. Second floor, culinary arts and the nursing program.
Third floor is my favorite. Career tech classrooms for radio broadcasting, fashion, and...
So if I remember right, I think there's stingrays in here, maybe even jellyfish in this tank.
Marine biology in Iowa. Even the 4th floor is more than just Scavo's classrooms and offices. It'll soon have its own medical and dental clinics and already offers students a food bank.
Do you need breakfast products?
And a daycare.
Welcome to Teddy Bear Town, ages 2 weeks to 3 years.
These extras help keep many students in school, but not all, which is why class time at Scavo is flexible, too. Many students have to work, so they can take classes just in the morning, or the afternoon, or even later. Another perk is class size. Small. I asked a bunch of current students, how many people are in your math classes?
6, 7, 10, 8, 7, 6, 8, 10.
16-year-old Chandrea Kleiss started at one of the city's traditional high schools, but she fell behind, she says, because it was just too impersonal.
The reason I didn't go is because I didn't know nobody. It's a big school full of hundreds of kids, and they don't care about that one person, really. They don't have time, and they really don't get paid to just focus on one kid.
Kleiss says the only adult at her old school who clearly cared about her was her probation officer. At Scavo, she says, it's different.
Here, they focus on you, they push you, like in everything that we see here, it's to graduate.
Kleiss, like Darby Payne, doesn't live with her parents, which is why at Scavo, teachers don't just teach. They're also advocates, checking in regularly with students they've been assigned. Darren Henry teaches social studies.
I hate to say family, but we try to create some of that in order to get to know the students. It's a smaller, intimate side of what education can be.
The classes themselves stand out, too. Daryl Miller teaches physics off campus at a nonprofit bicycle repair shop called the Des Moines Bike Collective.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be adding up these vectors so they have both size and direction.
There's one more thing about SCAVO that students love, but that some education experts don't. 18-year-old Alicia Henry arrived at SCAVO a year ago as a sophomore, behind in credit. Now?
I could have graduated this year, but I chose not to.
How did she do it?
I basically finished 16 classes in a year.
That's because classes at SCAVO can take weeks, not months. Senior Brandon Schaefer arrived last year after bouncing between three other traditional schools and falling way behind. But he quickly caught up.
Biology class is the one I did in 4 days. They gave me a pretest, so I just passed the pretest, so I didn't have to do any of the actual work.
Schaefer, like many at SCAVO, was trying to get credit for a class he'd already taken.
I had been in the class before at a prior school and got kicked out, so the biggest part of SCAVO is pretty much showing up and just giving effort.
Do you feel like you're getting a good education?
Yeah. I mean, I've learned a lot more here than I have at any other school I've attended. I actually come to this one.
Critics say this kind of fast-tracking often means lowering the bar for students. And I should say, it is hard to know if teens here are really learning as much. Principal Rich Blonigan says they are. They have to meet the same standards, he says, and earn the same diploma as every other Des Moines high schooler.
There is no difference, just the name that's at the top of the diploma.
And physics teacher Daryl Miller adds, the goal of a place like SCAVO isn't just to teach algebra or English.
Show up, do what you have to do when you're supposed to do it. That's a formula that you can use throughout life.
To some people looking in from the outside, it looks like it's just less rigorous.
The way I'd put it is that it's more about getting kids to buy back into that whole idea of school.
Which explains why SCAVO is funded using state dropout prevention dollars. And this strategy of surrounding teens with services and caring adults while making classes smaller and more flexible, it seems to keep them coming back. Again, SCAVO's more than doubled its grad rate in 5 years, helping to improve Iowa's best-in-the-nation rate. Let's finish the story the way roughly half of SCAVO's students finish. Since students here work at their own pace, every few days someone earns the credits to graduate. When they do, they're allowed to walk the hallways ringing a small handbell, surrounded by friends. On this day, it's a student named Emily. Classmates and teachers clap from the doorways. Soon, she'll become part of Iowa's high school graduation rate, 90%. An incredibly complicated number built of stories. Corey Turner, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.
Right, say, my best friends help me so much.